All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. This is the Fats, Fuels, and Oils Forecast webinar for the week of December 14th. With me today, I have Ryan Standard, who's going to go over the fats and oils section. And at the end, we'll have our Q&A. As I always say, if you have questions, drop them in the Q&A, and we'll go ahead and answer them when Ryan's done presenting. With that, Ryan, take it from here.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I guess good morning to you West Coasters and mountain people. This week, we focused in on the distillers corn oil market. We've seen a lot of strength in that market over the last several months. It's followed soybean oil higher through the third quarter and through the fourth as well. We're seeing prices really start to top out here. But we think there's a little more room on the upside before this market turns lower. What's contributed to this, I think, is some short positions and tight supply. Ethanol production has picked up over the last month. There was the holiday interruptions, but it's been better than it has been since a lot of the pandemic-related shutdowns and slowdowns kicked in. But still, production is tight. I think the market's fairly well sold, and there's some buyers looking to cover the material. We're seeing numbers as high as 40 cents delivered into end users here in the domestic market. And that's really what's driven this these numbers lately, in addition to the supply. We're forecasting the river market to peak here at just over a monthly average of 35 cents per pound in January before turning lower heading into the summer months. The reason for the turn lower is at these prices, I think feed buyers are going to start to step away a little bit. I mean, there's not a lot of cheaper alternatives out there, but they can include more corn in their rations and cut down on their fat supplies. The other thing is biodiesel. At these numbers, this is 35 FOB Missouri River, and we're looking at higher numbers for the Illinois-Wisconsin market. Here you see 35, just over 35 and a half for the Illinois-Wisconsin market, and Indiana, Ohio is going to be even higher than that, just over 36 cents. But at these levels, these are FOB. Delivered values into biodiesel aren't going to make sense. They're going to start to push back as well. So we're going to see feed and biodiesel demand, I believe, start to drop off in January and the market turn lower as that demand starts to walk away. Additionally, I think some of these short positions are going to get washed out, and we'll see things trade more in line with maybe 90 to 95% of the price of soybean oil. I think it's important to note, too, that a lot of this bullishness is extended into January. Typically, we'd see beginning of the month reformulations, but with the holiday interruptions coming, you have Christmas, which is just 10 days away, and the New Year holiday the week after that, I think people are more focused on getting their material into the plant and keeping things running rather than getting prices to the level where they really want them to be. And I think we're gonna see more focus on that mid-January for February and March arrival material. Additionally, I think that there was some information in the market that a major player wasn't going to be running as early as they thought. So people kind of tried to play that maybe a little bit into some lower numbers, and it turns out that that's not necessarily the case. So we're expecting big demand there in January and February, especially in March. But again, I think these levels are going to come off a little bit as we have biodiesel and feed push back a little bit, and as we also see continued return to I call more normal levels on the DCO production and ethanol production in 2021. We're forecasting a big jump in 2021 for ethanol and DCO production relative to this year, and up even from 2019 levels. And a lot of that has to do with the demand for, or the need for, RIN compliance and LCFS compliance, where the ethanol market fits into that. With that, I've covered DCO. I'm happy to take any questions on the DCO market, whether it's, kind of talking about long-term stuff, or we can get into some of the other markets, BFT, used cooking oil, choice white, poultry fat, anything anybody has any questions on out there.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. If you have questions, go ahead and drop them into the Q&A. Looks like we already have a couple questions here, Ryan. Why did tallow prices jump so much?
We recently saw like a 10% jump in a matter of a day on bleachable fancy tallow prices. I think that goes into short positions as well. I think that sellers can, and I don't even know if I call it short, it's just buyers have needed to cover in material is short through January. And so sellers have the option of going into the Gulf market for a big premium to Chicago. And so Chicago buyers have had to pay up. And by Chicago, I don't mean people in Chicago, but people buying into or through Chicago have had to pay up in order to secure material. Chemical typically runs their inventories down this time of year. I think we saw that. I didn't think it was going to be as pronounced because of supply concerns, but it sounds like they did run their inventories down, and they've had to buy back, or they're rebuilding their inventories for January, and they're paying a big premium to do that because of the seller's optionality to go into other markets at a premium. In the Gulf, that can be export or renewable. We'd seen some big demand from Brazil for BFT through the fourth quarter, as well as strong demand for renewable diesel, both domestically and for export.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you're the person to answer this, or maybe Tori next week, but can you comment on how much the modeling takes into effect the carbon intensity on DCO, the value of carbon intensity on DCO?
You know, I can't quantify it, like how much of that figures in, and I don't know that we would do that anyways, but I will say that it's obviously a pretty dominant factor, because that's, you know, where the decision making comes in, and that's where that premium is. It's I think one, it's the ease of use for some plants, where they might use, you know, vegetable oils or softer lipid versus animal fats, which might be a little bit more inconsistent or a little bit harder. That obviously is a big factor of it, but the CI factor is also a big thing. That's why it's being used over soybean oil in a number of applications, whether it's renewable diesel or biodiesel.
Okay. And unless there's additional questions that come in, this is the last question I have right now, which is, what's going on with the UCO exports?
We've seen some, I'd say, a little bit of a disruption into the EU market. That price had come off a little bit, but most of the sellers seem to be pretty well sold through January, and maybe some even through February. That price looked at risk of moving lower because of some slowdown in demand in the EU market. But I think overall supply tightness in the US has driven that value higher. We're starting to see numbers in the EU turn around as well. So I think that that market, whether it's going, you know, into the interior or export, prices are going to be steady to higher as we head into January. I think we had seen prices the equivalent of 35, 36 cents delivered port. That's probably more of a 37 to 38 cents delivered port heading into January for the next position. And I think that's both, you know, improved demand from the EU market, but also supply tightness related to these COVID shutdowns and lockdowns throughout the U.S.
Okay. Well, Ryan, that's all I have for you. For the attendees, just a reminder, next week we will not be doing a webinar. Next week is the holiday week, so we will resume the following week, but the week of Christmas we will be out. So thank you all for attending. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at george@thejacobson.com, and have a great holiday season. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.